Chapter 7 Freshers' Week. In the departmental reception for new students.
Good evening, everyone. May I extend a very warm welcome to the new students in the Department of Economics. How many new students have been admitted to the department this year?
120 this year.
Well, that's a very good rise in numbers. And I see we have a large intake from China and Korea this year. So a special welcome to you too. Could I just ask you to get yourselves a drink and mingle as much as possible? Make the most of the free food. This is probably the only occasion where you can get something from the department for free. So enjoy.
Hello there. You aren't Chinese, are you?
No, I'm Korean, actually. Are you Chinese?
Yes. Whereabouts are you from?
Korea, I said.
I know that. I mean, where in Korea are you from?
Oh, sorry, Busan. It's in the far southeast. What about you?
I'm from Haikou in Hainan.
Oh, where's that?
It is a big island in the South China Sea, between Taiwan and Vietnam. Remember, a few years ago, that American reconnaissance plane that clashed with a Chinese fighter was forced to land in China? Hainan was where it landed.
Oh, I do remember Hainan. Hello, are you two Chinese? No, he's Chinese, I'm Korean. Oh, what do you think of Newcastle so far? Are you settling in all right? Well, it's very nice. I've already found a flat share, and I'm quite comfortable, thanks. That's good. Why did you decide to come to this part of the country to study? Well, everyone goes to London, don't you think? It's full of foreign students. We'll never get to know the real England there, and we'll end up speaking our own languages as well. Well, you could be right there. What do you think of the local accent here? Has it been causing you any problems?
Well, I think it's just a matter of getting used to it, isn't it? I'm quite surprised how different the accents are in a small country like England. But I have to learn to like them. Just like in Chinese, the northern accents are humorous and the southern accents are, well, gentle.
Do you have problems with our accents? Not really. Well, sometimes. Actually, yes. Look, let me introduce you to some local students here. This is Tony Barry. He's from Sunderland, which is about 12 miles from here. And Melanie Johnson, she's from Washington, which is about 10 miles away.
Washington? Yes, that always confuses foreigners. It's the original Washington. George Washington's ancestors came from there.
Oh. So, are you both Japanese then?
No, I'm Chinese and he's Korean.
Oh, sorry. I haven't met many people from your part of the world before. Do you lads like football? I do. I love Chelsea.
Yes, and I like Manchester United. Why is it that foreigners always like those teams? They're famous and they always win.
Yes, but don't you think that anyone can support a winner? I mean, here in England, we think you should support your home team. That's why when people say they support Manchester United, we know they are not actually from Manchester. The real Mancunians support Manchester City. Well, we are foreigners. We don't have a home team in the Premier League. But I think you are right. From now on, we should support Newcastle. Which team do you support then? Sunderland.
I've never heard of them.
Well, everyone in Britain has. They have a long and proud history, even though they weren't in the Premiership last season. That's the point. If you are from Sunderland, you love Sunderland, whether they are up or down, and not Newcastle. There are local rivals. What was that you were saying, Tony?